USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We do have breaking news this hour. President Biden has tested positive for COVID. There's been no announcement of where he may have gotten the virus, but he did return from the Middle East last week. Again, breaking news, President Biden has tested positive for COVID. Two Texas men were indicted Wednesday in connection with the heat-related death of 53 migrants who were found inside a tractor trailer in San Antonio last month. A federal grand jury in San Antonio indicted 46-year-old Umero Zamorano and 28-year-old Christian Martinez. The two face up to 20 years in prison if convicted on all charges. United Kingdom's Prime Minister Boris Johnson says goodbye to Parliament, Arnold Schwarzenegger style.
Mr. Speaker, I want to thank everybody here and hasta la vista, baby. Thank you.
We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 Proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W-proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack. Over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde faces three challenges this week as she takes Europe's currency union through a hostile landscape of surging prices, slowing economic growth, and political turbulence.
We intend to raise the key ECB interest rates by 25 basis points.
Severe turbulence has injured people on a flight originating from Tampa, Florida.
Eight people were hospitalized after an American Airlines flight from Tampa, Florida to Nashville, Tennessee experienced severe turbulence and diverted to Alabama. American Airlines did confirm that two flight attendants and six passengers were hospitalized for further evaluation. The Federal Aviation Administration said it will be investigating the incident. The National Transportation Safety Board said it was aware of the initial reports, but had not yet decided whether to investigate. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Wednesday the United States will provide additional rocket launchers to Ukraine as part of a forthcoming package of military assistance. Speaking at the Ukraine Defense Contract Group, Austin said the high-mobility artillery rocket systems have made a big difference on the battlefield as Ukrainians continue to battle the invading Russians. The next Prime Minister of Britain is now guaranteed to be an ethnic minority or a woman, after Boris Johnson says goodbye to Parliament.
I want to use the last few seconds, Mr. Speaker, to give some words of advice to my successor, whoever he or she may be. Number one, stay close to the Americans, stick up for the Ukrainians, stick up for freedom and democracy everywhere. Cut taxes and deregulate wherever you can to make this the greatest place to live and invest, which it is. Mr. Speaker, we've transformed our democracy and restored our national independence, as my right honourable friend says. I've helped to get this country through a pandemic and help save another country from barbarism. And frankly, that's enough to be going on with.
Lawmakers on Wednesday selected two finalists to replace Johnson, former Finance Minister Rishi Sunak and Foreign Secretary Liz Truss. Conservative Party members will select the next Prime Minister using mail-in ballots. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.